unstoppably brilliant. Don't look to the teacher for approval when you show them something brilliant. Rolling up the projection screen and projecting on a canvas where you can trace out the perfect proportions will not move them, because they only teach the textbooks. Anything outside of that only creates more work for them. How dare you? Whatever does not have an impact on the class GPA means nothing in a fake and ineffective education setting. But you must protect your brilliance at all cost. Never look to the teacher for approval. The teacher may teach you collage without ever telling you what it is for, because they just don't even care to figure it out themselves. They are just following the textbook, because that is what their progress will be evaluated on with your collective GPA. They will trick you into thinking one of the most horrible things, one of the greatest lies you will ever experience: that you will never compose. They will force you into the hateful concept of hand and eye coordination, where you are already an artist, and your biggest problem is what color to start with on your gentle hue adventure. The teachers will never explain to you the power of programming a square, and they will never connect it to the loops that will send you on a colorful screensaver adventure. And they will never tell you the truth behind the mathematics they teach, that math is just a crappy paper version of a single shred of the world of programming. They aren't teaching you. They are filling up your natural curiosities with things that seem hard enough to feel like knowledge. But if you sit down with your parents and have them try to teach you what they have learned in school, they will fail. They will only show you what they have memorized and still happen to remember. But they will not understand it. This is because it is only an impression of knowledge, just like cults create an impression of glorious things. All schools do is teach basic reading, writing, and arithmetic, and then create lies on top of that to keep getting paid. Reading, writing, and arithmetic is kind of okay in this setting, even though it is taught with arm twisting and not inspiration. But it is not nearly enough. We live in a world that loves artists, musicians, designers, programmers. People who spend years practicing what they like in such a way that it continues adding to their talent or body of knowledge. You see, the problem is that schools are not rewarding you for this. They are pushing you away from expanding your talent. Learning in such a way so that the lesson adds to all the previous knowledge is self-education. That's the definition of self-education. More than that, you are not a worker. Poverty is an error that's waiting for a generation of bright and wise thinkers to repair it. It's an error in great part made and propagated by an uneducated humanity. And what we need is to collectively, in unison, with great wisdom and foresight, leave bad ideas and errors behind and make the good ones better. And even more than that, you are meant to become a great being. By growing all the way up with knowledge and the resulting wisdom. Your mind is precious. In your rise to greatness, you will find your meaning. And the world and the future of humanity will find all the steps necessary to correct our course.